We head to the home stretch in quarter number four on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
We're back, fourth and final quarter of this edition of the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Dustin Hawkinsmith, Andrew Piché. This is Ask Andy. It's usually Ask Greg. Greg Pickle is not here with us today, so Andy's stepping in. And it is worth mentioning, especially now that Greg's going to make his triumphant return next week, starting next week, the Ask Greg segment will be brought to you by 409 Tailgate Wine, where we're going to be giving away a bottle of 409 Tailgate Wine to whoever asks the best question. You guys have it with Bob and Ross.
We do.
Later in the week, you guys are giving away the 409 Tailgate Club, the barbecue sauce basket.
The tailgate box.
The tailgate box, yes. The tailgate box. So now we're going to have wine, and I think we win.
No.
We're giving away wine?
We have sauces, yeah. Rubs, and a tailgate with honor.
You know what makes all those things taste better? Wine.
No.
I mean, wine makes everything better.
Dude. If you're talking barbecue, you need rubs and sauces, and you're talking good old barbecue.
No better sauce than alcohol. No better sauce than alcohol.
Let's just say this though.
Yeah.
Our Ask Ross and Ask Greg segments, you get some goodies if you bring a good question to the table now.
Yeah.
That's the bonus, and that I think is the winning.
So now we're gonna level the playing field. You guys, I remember sitting in with you guys, and you guys had about 200 questions in reserve. You can't get to all of them enough to the point where people are asking questions and not getting them answered like ever.
Correct.
So we don't have that problem here. And I think that's about to change. 409 Tailgate Wine. So the complication here is you have to be 21 to win.
You do.
And I think that all the way through the process, there's not going to be any loopholes. If you're not 21, you're not going to get this delicious wine. There's three different wines. Sapphire Blue, the blueberry wine. Old Main, a Pinot Grigio. And 1855, what's it, Vidal. Yeah, I'm not a big wine guy, so
I'm
you have to excuse me.
Not a wine guy at all.
You notice that the three names are Penn State themes, and especially the blueberry wine. I haven't had the blueberry wine yet. I have a bottle here. It would be unprofessional for me to start taste testing now.
I have sampled the blueberry. I have had it before. I don't know what the blue sapphire thing is. Is that the band or the baton?
The twirler.
Got it.
Yep.
Got it. I'm not.
I've been trying to get my wife to call me Red Sapphire for a while, but she has declined to this point. And I think she's going to decline forever.
Do you really care what she calls you?
No, I don't. No,
I didn't think so.
I do not. So, I think this is a good time to remind you, the Keystone Sports app.
Yes.
By email. So if you go to the Keystone Sports app, there's Ask Ross. You can get the tailgate basket, which is awesome. Or you can ask Greg and enter for the wine.
And
so now they're
next week.
Both buttons come with a potential reward, I think we need to say. So also info at ksnsports.net, right? I almost forget that.
Yeah, don't worry.
So download the app, ask questions. Next week. So file your questions now. Next week, we'll be answering them with 409 Tailgate Wine on the line. Right now, we appreciate your questions anyway. Sorry for the timing, but we're going to get into them now. It's recruiting heavy. I think some of the insidery type stuff that we've gotten, we're going to leave for Greg for next week maybe.
Yeah,
maybe if you did file a question that only Greg can answer,
correct.
Maybe you'll still be in the running for the wine. So let's. We got a couple, just this morning. We'll start with John from Arlington, Virginia. Says, when you're a recruit and you make a verbal commitment, does anything really change, or do you still get phone calls, texts, and this is my favorite part, sleepover requests, Jim Harbaugh, and emails from other schools at the same pace as before?
Yeah, I don't think the volume, some schools will let up, but those that, if you were one of the top five or if you were a top 10 at some point, I don't think you stop recruiting. You know, Penn State, you know, I think Penn State picks and chooses a little bit more when somebody verbally commits as to where it's going, but I think that's a James Franklin thing. I think generally across the board, if you were on a final list of, say, 3, 5, or 10, because that's generally what we look at, when they go 10, 5, 3.
I love the ones that are more than 10.
No, I don't.
Dropping my top 18.
Disregard those, but I think if they were in there, I think generally they're going to keep because – you know, time is now their ally, and time becomes the verbal commitment school's enemy. You know what I mean?
So I think there's probably some shades of gray here. Basically, if you've recruited a kid, you've recruited him pretty hard, he picks another school, you at a minimum are still making your presence felt.
Correct.
You know, just in case vulnerability presents itself at some point in time,
yep,
there could be opportunity for a mind change, whatever. There are some where I think within the industry, I think there are some commitments that are head scratchers that you're not quite sure. I'll give you a good example. Andre White, I think he commits to Texas A&M. It's so out of the blue and feels so bizarre, and it feels, you know, for lack of a better word, it feels a little flimsy because there wasn't a lot of meat to that relationship before he committed there. He's a guy, he commits to Texas A&M. Penn State will probably not change much about what they do because I'm not sure that they're big believers in how firm that commitment is.
Right. Jimbo Fisher's a really good recruiter.
Yeah.
So he won that sort of one-on-one battle.
Yeah.
But I don't think Penn State feels that Texas A&M and Jimbo Fisher have won the war.
Yeah. I don't think it's over yet either.
And that's the exception to the norm for Penn State. Generally, yeah. I think because James is looking for a certain level of commitment. Yeah. And I think James is a little bit different that way. But I think in this case, I don't think James is going to let up.
I think in a more so let's use Brandon Smith as an example. So I think his commitment is firm, yeah. And there's substance to this commitment. He's been on campus a bunch of times. Penn State was a leader from the beginning, blah, blah, blah. I think he commits in May, and you probably have a little bit of a cooling off. Then the season starts, and let's say Penn State gets beat by somebody, right? Maybe the door Ohio opens State. Up. Yeah. There, you could look for opportunities to get back in touch then later. But I have to think in a general sense, the average commitment, it probably cools down a little bit.
I think it
does. Schools will maintain the ones that want to maintain some class in the whole deal will keep a little bit of a distance, but they are not going to go away.
Correct.
So that's a good question.
It was a good question. It would be a wine candidate finalist.
Wine candidate finalist, yeah, already. Another one here from John. Where does the term blue chip come from? Was there a time when recruits were given colored chips based on their quality? Always wondered. Good question. Our guy Jim, and by our guy, I mean the guy who pays us, the guy who tells us what to do, looked off air. Blue chip goes back to poker. The blue chip, I guess, being the most valuable chip.
It is the most valuable
And so chip. That term has applied without even thinking about it. I don't use it that much.
No, not anymore.
Since there's star ratings.
Yeah.
You know, I would rather say he's a 4-star than a blue chip. Where how do you qualify what's a blue chip
Correct.
And what's not?
A blue chip if you go back, say, into the
If
the
you're
90s.
Getting Division I scholarship offers, you're a blue chip to me.
I think you're a blue chip if you're one of what would be now a target.
Yeah.
Like a high target.
Yeah.
If you had and blue chip was more quantified back in the day by who was recruiting you.
Yeah.
Not how what you had as your sort of arsenal of tools and stuff as a player, it was more based on who was recruiting you.
Yeah, good question. Let's get somebody besides John from Arlington. He said, "Mr. Show, I need to get the name on this one." Mr. Show, yeah. I mean,
Lee.
There you go. Thank you. Also from Virginia, Penn State is dominating the state of Virginia. The three top recruits in the 19 class, according to 24/7 Sports. Now, our top three questions on the show coming from the state of Virginia.
There you go.
This might as well be the Virginia Sports Network.
We got
welcome to VSN.
We got some reach.
says Mr. Show last week. Greg and I were not on the air last week. As of Friday night, Penn State has three verbal commitments from here in Virginia, two each from Connecticut, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania. Based on the current commits and top targets, which state do you think will be the most frequently represented in the Penn State 2019 signing class? If it does end up being PA, would that mean Penn State did not do as well as it had hoped in recruiting? And finally, is it time to print new Dominate the State shirts for a different state or Commonwealth? This is all good stuff.
It is not time to print new shirts.
No.
I don't think Penn State's extended a lot of offers in Pennsylvania in the 2019 class. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, and I mean, in my opinion, I'm not going to speak for Greg because I don't know what Greg thinks or if he shared it with you. I don't think the 19 class in Pennsylvania is all that great. Ross, you know, who I do the show with on, you know, later in the week, kind of thinks, you know, Penn State's missed the ball a little bit by not offering some of the guys who are already committed to other schools. We kind of disagree on that. I just don't think they were what they're looking for. And so I think if Penn State is offering Pennsylvania guys late, there might be a wee bit of problem. But with the haul that they've brought in the last, you know, 2 weeks, 15 or 16 days or whatever it is, I don't think their projection is headed in a direction that you would have to say they're going to be needing to offer Pennsylvania guys at the last second just to fill the class. So, and I don't think you need to print dominate the state shirts, but I think they're doing really well in Virginia because there's players in Virginia.
Yeah.
And to me, that speaks more to Virginia Tech and Virginia. They didn't get any of the three.
Yeah.
Penn State got them all.
Also, in the 18 cycle with Ricky Slade and Nana Asidu.
Right.
So they were also top three players in the state of Virginia. According to 24/7, Penn State's gotten all three from Virginia. I think so this class is a really unique case study in a lack of strength in your own backyard.
Correct.
But still an ability to get a great recruiting haul. And part of it is that – so the New England region is going to be stamped on this class.
It's better in New England than it is in the Mid-Atlantic this year, and that is very rare.
So, right. And so that's, you know, Penn State has stretched up there and done really, really well. Not that Penn State has been probably the most dominant force in New England anyway, but Penn State has stretched up there and really taken care of business at a high level there. And I think in the last two classes, Virginia has been in Penn State's footprint, but not as consistently so as they would have liked. I think that this class, and going back into the last class too, is showing I'm not going to print new shirts, but Virginia is steadily producing really, really good talent every single year. There's not a lot of down cycles in the state of Virginia.
Correct.
The fact that Penn State is really spreading its footprint just a little bit more to not just be a factor in Virginia, but be the factor in Virginia. That's what I'm going to take away from this class so far. I think there's no way. So if Penn State gets 18, 19, 20 commits, they're going to be all over the place, man. There's no other state that really shows like, you know, targets that are going to line up. You're going to see, you know, three from here, two from here, two from here, two from here. New England is going to be a theme. You know, you got the offensive lineman from Rhode Island, Lewis Sine, who's from Massachusetts originally, who's in Texas now. So I don't think it's going to be scattered. And I think it was a necessity. I tend to think more like you that Pennsylvania just wasn't up to snuff this cycle than Penn State missed anything. But I think it's going to be all over the map.
When Pennsylvania was good in 18, what did Penn State do? They got their haul.
Yeah.
They got their one guy that they really had to get, and they brought in the rest of the haul.
This is encouraging.
That tells you everything.
Penn State is still getting its haul, even though Pennsylvania is not in good shape in 2019.
Correct. He's looking for certain kind of dudes, and he's finding them.
Three questions we got to. Not a lot of candidates for wine. Had there been wine to give away, we'll do better next week. That's it for us on this edition of the Keystones Kickoff Show. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you next time. Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right, GoPSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon. Stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to GoPSURV.com and reserve your RV today.
You trust AAA to work at every mile. But AAA doesn't just cover your car. They can also cover your home. AAA Home Insurance protects every square foot. And when you add AAA Home Insurance to AAA Auto Insurance, you get more protection and more savings. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent today or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA Home Insurance.
Hey Keystone Sports Nation, it's Scott Shirley, the Executive Director of Uplifting Athletes, inviting you to join us for the annual Gridiron Gala Saturday, June 9th in downtown Harrisburg at the Keystone Building. Features all you can eat and drink, tailgate food, and special guests including Devin Still, former Penn State All-American and NFL star, and most importantly, the father of Leah, who courageously beat her rare cancer and inspired millions. Visit upliftingathletes.org to learn more and help us tackle rare diseases. Hope to see you there.